Chapter 6. What's Wrong with Dad? Monday comes. Math class has finished, and my phone makes a noise. It's Brit.
Greenhouse, now!
I walk to the greenhouse slowly. My heart feels heavy. As soon as Brit sees me, she kisses me.
Did you miss me?
She says.
Tell me about the crazy Korean wedding.
The wedding was interesting, I say quietly. Brit, I need to tell you something. Brit looks at my face and then takes a step back.
Oh no,
she says with a worried voice.
It's Joy. I know it is. Is it Joy?
Beautiful, intelligent Brit knows. She knows that I love Joy. I feel terrible. I'm really sorry, Brit, I say, but I know that my words aren't good enough.
Is it because she's Korean?
Brit asks.
Is it because your life will be easier with a Korean girlfriend?
No, I say. But Brit is crying now.
Your mom liked me, she says. I worked hard for that.
She didn't know, I say quietly. She thinks that Joy is my girlfriend. Joy and I had a plan. We lied to our parents. They thought that Joy and I were dating when we were with you and Wu. But then things changed. They changed at the wedding.
What?
Brit shouts.
You didn't tell your parents about me, like I'm not good enough?
I can't look at her. I'm sorry, I say again, but Brit just turns. I can hear her crying as she quickly runs away. I'm in the car with Q. He's driving us to his house for dinner. We talk about Brit and Joy. I tell him everything. Brit is great. She's beautiful and intelligent. But I love Joy. I really love Joy. Q looks at me and smiles.
Now I understand, he says. But did you choose her because she's Korean?
He asks.
No,
I say quickly, but I think about Q's question. Did I fall in love with Joy because she's Korean? No, I fell in love with Joy because she's clever, because she's beautiful, and she's interested in the world around her. I love Joy because she's funny, and we laugh together. When I'm with Joy, I forget about the world. I choose Joy, I say to Q. Forget my family. Forget her family. Joy is my family. Q smiles. He's happy with my answer. The weeks pass, and today we get our SAT scores. Joy, Q, and I take our laptops to a cafe. Let's count to three and then look together, I say. One.
Wow! 1560,
cries Joy.
I got 1560.
I give her a kiss and then look at my laptop.
1540,
I shout. Joy and I look at Q. He is looking at his laptop with his mouth open. I look at his laptop too.
1600? You got 1600, Q?
I shout.
The top score. You can't get a higher score. Well done, Q.
I did it,
Q says quietly.
We did it,
I shout,
and give Joy and Q a big hug. Joy and I leave Q at the cafe and get in the car. I get lots of messages about SAT scores. The APs all did very well, and the Limbos got excellent scores too. Brit got 1540, the same as me. I send her a message. 1540, same as me. Well done. She writes back,
"Well done to you too. Amazing."
Joy and I get to the center of Los Angeles, and there is a festival on. It's the Los Angeles Korean Winter Street Festival. We get out of the car and run to the festival, holding hands. There are people everywhere, and we can hear a Korean pop group. Children get ready to show some hapkido, and people are wearing Korean clothes. There is a Korean barbecue and lots more amazing Korean food. Joy and I walk together toward the pop group. We start jumping up and down, and I see the bright green bits in Joy's hair. Green, then black. Green, then black. There are Korean people everywhere. It feels a bit like we are in Korea, and we are Korean. Really Korean. An old woman is selling Korean cakes, and Joy wants one. I ask the woman for two cakes and use my best Korean. But I get the word wrong, and the woman looks at me with dark eyes. In Korean, she says, "You are stupid. You should learn to speak Korean." I can feel my face go red and my hands get hot. Suddenly, everything feels different. The people here look like me, but we are not the same. I am not really Korean. It's late. Joy and I leave the festival and drive back to Playa Mesa. We don't want to go home, so we go to Westchester Mall. It's 11:30 p.m., and it will be quiet there. We walk past the stores and the restaurants, and we kiss a lot. We get to the fountain, Lake Girlfriend, but it has no water in it. At the bottom of the fountain, we see lots of coins.
"There's $100 in there," Joy says.
Then I have an idea. I jump into the fountain and start picking up the coins.
"Come and help me,"
I say, and Joy jumps into the fountain too. Soon we have hundreds of coins in our t-shirts. We climb out of the fountain and take the coins to a charity box. We put each coin into the top and watch it go round and round and then fall into the box at the bottom. We put the coins in as fast as we can. It only takes about 10 minutes to put all of the coins into the box. When the last coin has gone, we kiss and kiss. Then I pull Joy closer to me and we kiss some more. We are happy. We are in love. Bing bong, bing bong. It's just Dad. He's cleaning around the door to the store. Bing bong. It's hot. We don't have spring in Southern California. We go straight from winter to summer. "Dad," I say, "were you afraid the first time you came to America?"
"Me?" he says. "No."
"Really?" I say.
"Mom afraid. Me maybe little bit afraid."
"So you were afraid?" I say.
"Yes, I'm afraid long time. We first coming, no English. $300 only we having."
"And now? Are you afraid now? I ask.
No, we doing okay, Frankie. You going college. Nice girl meeting. Make beautiful baby. That's it. I die. Frankie, you doing good. I smiling, smiling.
Dad laughs. I laugh too. Oh, Dad, I say. Why are you talking about dying? Tonight, there is a gathering at the Songs' house. Their house and garden are beautiful. They are rich people. We go inside, and I climb the stairs to Joy's room. Hi, I say. Hi, Frank, say the limbos. Then Joy takes my hand, and I follow her into her parents' bedroom. She kisses me, and I kiss her back. Then a voice shouts from downstairs.
Everybody, dinner!
Dinner is great. Joy's mom and dad have made chicken and sweet potato fries. It's like the food at a restaurant. The limbos sit at one table, and our parents sit at a different one. We talk about high school, the SAT scores, the summer, and then going to university. School finishes soon, Andrew Kim says. I'm trying not to think about it, Joy says. When the summer ends, we leave our friends, she adds, and looks at me. I feel the same. Suddenly, there is a loud voice from the parents' table. It's Dad.
I never borrow money, never, he shouts.
The room goes quiet. Mr. Lee, Joy's dad says, quietly and in excellent English. You have to understand, I need to borrow money for my work.
You not making real money, my dad shouts. This house not real. You borrow from bank.
He's really angry now, and I don't know why.
I borrow nothing. I'm working hard every day. You think my job dangerous? Somebody shooting me. I'm stupid.
Both men stand and start shouting in Korean. I can't understand them, but they are both angry. They shout a lot. Then Dad breathes in and out and says,
"We going now."
We drive home, and Dad is still very angry. Mom, what happened? I ask.
Mr. Song make bad joke, she says. Mr. Song have lot of money. Daddy have no money. Daddy get shot at work. His job better than daddy's job.
We talk until we get home. Mom and Dad tell me about the Songs. They lived in Seoul. But Mom and Dad didn't live in a city. Mr. Song has always thought that he's better than Dad because of this, and now he has more money. He makes jokes about Mom and Dad at gatherings. I didn't know this. I always thought that they were great friends.
I'm not wanting to see the Songs again, Dad says.
Wait. Don't you want me to see Joy again, too? I shout.
You can choose, says Dad.
You wanted me to have a Korean girlfriend. Now that I have one, she's not the right Korean girlfriend? I don't understand you, I shout.
Frankie, slow down, Mom says.
Suddenly, Dad is sick. And I stop the car. He looks white and tired. He gets out of the car and is sick some more. Mom, is Dad okay? I ask.
Don't worry, Mom says. We talking later. Let's go home now.
Later, I'm in bed, and I feel a cold hand on my head. I open my eyes. It's Mom, and she's crying. Mom, I say.
Daddy feels sad. He love you very much,
she says. Is Dad okay? I ask.
When Daddy in hospital, she says, doctor check his body. They finding little lump, lots of little lump.
Dad has cancer. Mom's face is wet. Why didn't you tell me? I ask.
You doing SAT? You need work hard. We not want you sad, Frankie. You understand?
She says. Is he going to be okay? I ask.
He have 6 months, Mom says. 6, maybe 12 months. Yes, 6 to 12 months.
I can't breathe. I can't think. And I start to cry. Mom gives me a hug.
Why he get cancer?
She says.
He eating very good. No bad things. Why he get cancer?
Dad was shouting at Mr. Song. Now I understand. He has 6 to 12 months to live, and he doesn't want to see people like Mr. Song. Mom gives me another hug and then leaves. I lie down, but I can't sleep. I can only think about Dad.